You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Is 9:07 from our studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Some light rain, some fog, some mist, some breezy conditions still out there. 33 degrees is the temperature. Doesn't feel like spring at this point, but we're gonna get there. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so, we will be joined by Christine Daniels, who is the executive director of the Good News Project. And we are joined by Christine on the first Wednesday of every month, and we're looking forward to talking to her about some of the great things that she and others are doing at the Good News Project. That's coming up at 9:34 this morning. Then coming up at 9:51, we'll have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Also, talk about some celebrity birthdays, some special events being acknowledged, and of course, wrapping it up with our number for the day quiz. And after a break yesterday, we're bringing it back today, and we will give Ian Welsh an opportunity to get back to even for the week. He's 0 for 1 so far this week, so just a chance to get back to 50% today. We give Ian three choices, one of which is our number for the day, two of which are incorrect. And then we will see whether or not he can get back on the winning track. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen.
Before we get to our phone call, would you like to know our topic for the number for the day quiz?
Yes, I would.
I think
what is the topic for today's number?
I think this is up your alley.
Okay.
The movies. You're a guy that likes the movies?
Very much so. I like that topic.
And I'm actually going to spread it out even more. The movies in 2025.
In this year.
So this year, the movies in 2025, and it'll be a number. So
okay,
we will have that at the end of the show. I think you're going to enjoy this one. I think folks out there will enjoy this one because I would not be able to guess this number. I'll just say that as much. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I think, you know, it's sort of around you, but yeah, you don't kind of not notice it.
So
we're going to have that come up at the end of the show. So you can stew on that for a little bit.
Sounds interesting.
Hopefully be able to figure it out and get a correct answer right at the end of our program.
I hope so.
And of course, we always say that we want you to join us here on the program. Call or text us at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. And to take us up on our offer, we're joined again by Cornell from Merrill. Cornell, good morning.
Hi, Ted. Oh, fantastic. I'm just, I couldn't sleep. I think I was floating on air because I was working the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really something. And I just want to thank your whole team, Civic Media. It's just a great team you got there. There's nothing like it on the radio that you bring out the character of these candidates. And, on every team, it's just incredible that you bring this out. And it's just, you can see that Susan Crawford was the choice to be the Supreme Court Justice.
Let me ask you something here, Cornell, because I think you hit it on the head that Susan Crawford was able to break out in some way to let people see who she was as a candidate. But you said it. You've been working the phones. You've been working hard to try to get Susan Crawford elected. And it shows that there is still power within the people of a democracy as compared to the money in a democracy, where Elon Musk can put up, what, $27, $28 million in this one election alone and still lose by 10 points. I imagine that makes the hard work worth it.
Yeah, well, your team, it's just incredible. I listen to each, you know, I can't run off the names. I have trouble with some names. Maggie, Don, and Todd Abba. Todd, he broke down the commercial.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
And he's breaking it down. Well, that's a lie. You know? No, that's not true. You know, he's not for law and order. What about the insurrection?
Yeah.
We lost officers. And then he called Susan a name in the commercial. And they even ran that commercial in on the Brewers game.
Yep.
And Trump is erasing black baseball history.
I know
it. Which is terrible. And I just want to thank Civic Media. It's just an incredible team you have there. They broke it down. They show you, you know, there's nothing like that on the radio. And it's just great that people will speak out. You know, you educate the people how these people are. And you could see Schimmel would be just a yes man for Trump. And, you know, that would hurt the environment. It's so great that now we'll go forward. That's what Susan said. That's the state motto going forward. So another thing is, if you have time, I was watching this race on Agenda TV. There's a guy, Steve. I don't know if you ever heard of Agenda TV.
I have not, actually.
Yeah, he's his own one-man newscast, and it was very interesting. He's out of Georgia, but he does these cases. You can even run it on rerun. It's Agenda TV, and I don't know where he's getting his numbers. I was scanning everywhere, Civic Media, NBC, and he's got the numbers. You know, he's looking at the screen. You know, you can go back. It was pretty exciting. He started putting the numbers up at 8:30, you know, he says, we got 5% in. We got 10% in. You know, he's going along. And then he says, we got 5 podcasters called the race at 8:45. And then at 9:05, NBC called it. I don't know if you got these numbers, but he was posting the numbers, you know, to 100,000, you know, 200,000
right.
Is going by. And then, AP called it about, 9:15?
Yeah, 9:15-ish.
It was pretty exciting to watch that. He was pumping those numbers. He couldn't get them in. But I don't know where he got the numbers. You know, maybe there's a...
The numbers were coming through, actually, Cornell, because I was watching those numbers as well last night as I was following along. So I'm not sure, and I actually was wondering a little bit because I was listening in to our coverage as well, and I was seeing some of the numbers, and they were, I think, just taken generally, I think, more than specific numbers. But you're right. I mean, it was fun watching because let me ask you real fast. Going into last night, did you expect this kind of win? Because, I mean, 10 points in Wisconsin is a landslide, 55-45. You obviously have been talking to a lot of people. Did you sense this surge late for Susan Crawford?
Well, he was in the lead there when 1% was in there. I was getting a little nervous. But he says that's out of La Crosse and somewhere else over in that area. But just talking to the people, they were ticked off about Musk. They were furious. He helped Susan, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were very mad about him. They, you know, and I would say, hey, we don't want a billionaire buying a judge. You know, we got to kick this guy out of Wisconsin. And I want to thank the Wisconsinites for standing up for looking at the candidates. And also, I want to thank the Democrats for working hard, the leaders in all the counties, getting out the message, getting out postcards, getting out the signs, knocking on doors, knocking on the phones. I want to, you know, it's just fantastic that we all came together. And I want to thank even the Republicans that if they crossed over, maybe, possibly, because they could see the candidate was clearly the best choice was Susan Crawford. You know, she's homegrown Wisconsin, and it was just a fantastic night. I was just really thrilled, and I couldn't even sleep. And then we want to make sure the Statue 12 in the Wisconsin thing is, I don't know if they're going to go after him with this goofy lottery Section 12 bribery.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to drop that, but it was just great. But, just really something else. I'm glad that we stood up and the world was watching us, and I even texted over in Ukraine. I was so happy the girls that we won, because they're so upset with Musk and Trump over there in Ukraine, and you know it's just fantastic, and I hope we can keep it going. And the numbers were probably higher. Like I say, Civic Media was just fantastic. Your whole team, you know, it's just that you showed the candidates and what was right. You know, letting alone the parties. That you show that what character Susan Crawford was and what character Schimmel was. And you could see it was a clear choice, and I'm glad that the Wisconsin people chose Susan Crawford. It was just fantastic.
Cornette, thanks to what you did as well, because you said it. Yeah. You've been on the phones. You've been able to talk to a lot of folks, so you deserve a lot of credit as well. So we definitely want to thank you for that as well. And, Cornell, I hope, even with the election done, I hope we still hear from you.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I got a lot to talk about. You said two words.
Yes, there are. There's still going to be a lot to talk about, that's for sure.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Better catch you later.
You bet. The time is 9:18. We have to take a quick timeout, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about what we saw last night. Haven't even mentioned yet the State Department of Public Instruction race. Want to mention that as well. But again, if you would like to have your voice be heard, your response to last night's election results, make sure you call or text us, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. More to come here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel. You can see a video stream of what we're up to there as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Time again is 9:22. Again, overcast and kind of a wet start here in north central Wisconsin. Some light rain, fog, mist out there. Temperature of 33 degrees, but eventually, maybe not till later on, early this evening, the precipitation will go away. And then we'll go into a few days of dry weather, in fact, right through the weekend. So we'll get more on the weather coming up in just a little bit. But also wanted to discuss another election last night. Superintendent of Public Instruction actually turned into a closer race than we normally see for the DPI superintendent. The incumbent, Jill Underley, was able to be successful, defeating Brittany Kinzer 53% to 47%, roughly 1.15 million votes for Jill Underley, and Brittany Kinzer just over 1 million votes. And one of the interesting things, and we heard the talk about from Cornell about the coverage that we had last night on Civic Media, mm-hmm. and it was hosted by Todd Alban. Todd talked a little bit about a little bit of a chasm within the Democrats when it comes to the DPI. Jill Underley did not get the endorsement of the main paper in Madison, which was very surprising. The governor, Tony Evers, did not give an endorsement in this race. I'm not really sure what's going on there, but in the end, Underley, the candidate that I think would be considered more strong when it comes to fully funding public education, defeating the candidate that has a long history in terms of private schools and vouchers and being part of the voucher push. And I think ultimately, while there are some maybe weaknesses when it comes to Jill Underley, the idea of putting in somebody that is in favor of expanding the private school voucher program when the state of Wisconsin right now is already having a hard enough time being able to fully fund one school system, to continue to add more and more and more to the private school system and fund that almost fully would have been a big mistake. So I'm curious to see in the near future, because in other states around the country, they're starting to see a little bit of a backlash when it comes to putting in the millions and millions of dollars into a private school system and taking away from the public school system. So I'm curious to see if we're getting closer to that point here in the state of Wisconsin, whether or not we will see some adjustments when it comes to the private school voucher system in Wisconsin. Odds are we will not see that until there's perhaps a Democratic majority in the state legislature, but at this point still have a superintendent that is a public school advocate, and you have a governor that is a public school advocate, which are both very, very important.
Absolutely.
Again, the Supreme Court race, not that Susan Crawford won. I think that we went in expecting a very tight race. I think for a long time in this race, there was a sense that Brad Schimmel may have had an edge. But in the end, Crawford closed very well. I have to say that perhaps the all-negative finish that Brad Schimmel had did not help his cause. Because basically, we saw a lot of negative spots, and even the Trump spot. Yes, it's supposed to be somewhat positive towards Schimmel, saying what a great guy he is. But even then, the president of the United States calling one of the candidates for a judicial position on a state Supreme Court a lunatic. I thought that
it just shows
that was out of line.
A little a class he has. You know, he has no manners, no politeness. He can't even speak highly of anyone.
Well, the thing
I could be wrong about
the thing about Mr. Trump, I think, is that he doesn't really go for the battle of ideas.
He kind of language is also very concerning too.
But I would, again, as I said in the first hour, I would hope that maybe this result in the state Supreme Court race, where Donald Trump put his name behind it, where Elon Musk put his name and money behind it, that when you see the results, not only did they lose, they lost by a significant margin.
Yeah. Pat Crywell was talking about this on Up North News as I was coming over to work today, that in the state of Wisconsin, winning by 10% is a landslide.
It is. I mean, you see,
what it felt like.
I mean, you look at some of these races we've had recently, whether it was the presidential race in November, it was a very close race, whether it was the governor's race of a couple of years before that, whether it was the state, with the U.S. Senate race. I mean, Baldwin won by, I think, 3 or 4 points, I think, and that was considered a big margin.
Oh, yeah.
When we had Ron Johnson and Mandela Barnes back in 2022, it was 1 point. I mean, man, we've seen a lot of close races in Wisconsin. You're exactly right, though. You get to 10 points. That is a landslide. But it
looks, if Mr. Musk is going to ask for those $1 million checks back from the people he gave them to in Green Bay.
I tell you, and the thing about those checks, again, one went to the chairperson of the Wisconsin Young Republicans. What are the odds of that?
Jeez.
I mean, it sounds like the fix was into me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but obviously a big, big night for Democrats who were down, I think, for the last 5 months. Ever since November, the loss in the general with Trump has really put a damper on the spirit of the Democratic Party, but here in Wisconsin, I think throughout the country, the results of that race last night really has added a spring in the step and a lot of energy now going into the battles of the budget here in Wisconsin, and then the battles that will occur in Washington as well.
I hope Democrats can, you know, take this victory and hopefully move forward with it as well.
But I gotta say, it's nice to know that it won't be until 2026 that we have elections.
Yeah.
We got the rest of the year to kind of chill out on elections. It's been a long grind
here. Just take a break from it for a while.
Exactly. Coming up, an information update, and then Christine Daniels from the Good News Project after that. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35, 33 degrees under overcast sky, sort of a dreary morning, but somebody always brings the brightness in. On the first Wednesday of the month is Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project here in Wausau. Christine, good to see you again.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Ian, turn on Christine's microphone.
Good morning.
That is the first time that Ian has had been off, I think, in...
It's okay, you're human.
In, like, I bet you a year. I mean,
Thank you.
Is so good. No, I'm not kidding you. Because, I mean, when I... Once in a while, when Ian is off, I'll have to go in there, and half the time, I'm missing the buttons. But he is always right on. So, again, one out of 1,000, Ian, I think you'll be okay here. You know,
that's awesome.
But, Christine, thanks for coming back in.
Yeah. So, I thought maybe today we could talk
about... Holy cow, you just jump right in, I tell ya. Holy cow. It's there's no small talk here, Chad. We're going to get right to work here.
We are, because I feel like today is a really good day to talk about values of a business.
Mm.
And I don't think we've talked about Good News Project values before. But I just wanted to put them out there because more and more in the last year, we've really kind of framed, you know, our volunteer interviews and tours and bringing on our board of new board members onto our board, making sure that our values align with theirs. Because if they don't, then it's not a good match for either, right? It's not good for the person. It's not good for the organization. So, you know, we just gave a tour to a potential board member last week, and I bring them to, we have this wall that has a mural on it, and we had a DC Everest student who's still working on it. It's been a work in progress, but she took key words out of all of our values and put them on the wall. And so it's always a nice stopping point to say, you know, these are the things that we hold dear, and we want our volunteers and our board members also to be in line with that. Otherwise, it's not a good match. And I feel like people respect that. when you just come out and say that.
Let me add it, because I mean, I think you kind of hit it on the head, because here we've been in the process of talking to folks about joining our organization. And one of the aspects that I've come to learn over the last couple of years is that if you don't believe in the same values, that you can think, well, I can still do my job, or but we found out that no, you really can't. You think we can still work around. No, there's some basics that you really do have to have in order for a partnership. And I think whether you bring in somebody on the board or bring somebody in as an intern, that from wherever it may be, if you don't have that shared value, it's just not going to work.
It's not going to work. And we've had a couple times where we've had to say goodbye after we tried. And that really is what made us get to the point of saying we have to talk about values first.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Right?
I can't. It's really interesting here, because, I mean, about a little more than a year ago, we had somebody that came in who has skills, obviously has skills,
sure,
but did not hold the same values. And in the end, and for that person, they couldn't actually do the job in the way that they wanted to do as well. So it's really a two-way street.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like the values that we established as an organization are, I mean, they could be looked at as some universal values.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go through them, and we can maybe talk a little bit about them. So the first one is, we respect the dignity and worth of each person.
And actually, as you go through these, maybe if you'd add maybe the what it means to you as somebody who leads this organization, and maybe why it's important enough to put right there in your value statement.
Yeah, no, that's a very good thing to talk about.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. So I think about it in terms of when someone comes into our lobby to get a piece of medical equipment, you never know where that person is coming from. And the very least you can do is respect their dignity as a human being who has a need.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes people come in, they don't smell so good or whatever. But you have to really look beyond that and be like, you are a human with a need, and I'm going to help you if I can. And that goes along with someone having worth, right?
And the thing about that is, it's not always out there nowadays, to be honest with you. And that, it's like, it's almost as though there's certain areas in our society where you're, like, we're sitting in chairs right now, and we're looking eye to eye. It has the sense of somebody's chair being a little higher and looking down.
Right.
Instead of looking eye to eye.
Right.
And anybody that comes in deserves that basic level of, we're both human beings, and we're both going to sit here at the same level and have this discussion.
For sure, for sure. And it works with staff, too, and volunteers. Yes. If there's an issue, first of all, you say, this is the issue that I see, but we can talk this through because we're both civil human beings, right?
Exactly. No, boy, I mean, sometimes the basics just need to be said, too, right?
I know.
I think because
the timing is, in general, really good to talk about these things.
Right, no. What else is on values here?
So we strive to be honest, ethical, and humble. And just, going about our everyday life, telling our truth as we know it, looking through the lens of ethics when there might be something that comes up that's like, how should we do it? We actually go back to our values. We go back to our mission, and we go back to our vision to use that as a framework for decisions if there's something sticky out there.
Well, let me jump in.
Okay.
There were three words there. The last one jumped out, humble. Why humble?
Because we don't want people putting on airs. We just want... That's it. Like you said before, no one person is better than another person. It doesn't matter your economic status. It doesn't matter who you work for. Just be humble. Be kind. I always tell my kids, just be kind.
It gets you so far.
Just be kind.
And doesn't that always even diffuse disagreements?
It can.
In a lot of ways. Because often disagreements then... They build. But if you have that sense of kindness or understanding, or that I'm willing to listen to your perspective, then you don't have the moments that, ultimately cause so much strife in our lives.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in the end, nobody wants to have those moments because then
they're uncomfortable.
Exactly. And then it's over, you go home, and, and it ruins the rest of your day because you don't want to be that person either.
For sure.
It just makes it so much better, doesn't
it? And as a leader, too, I've always thought, you know, it's important that I still scrub the toilets if there's a need, or, you know, shovel a sidewalk if there's a need. I am not any better than any other member of my team. It's mm-hmm. together that we get the job done. And mm-hmm. so, and I know, you know, that is for some leaders, that is just the way of doing it.
Right.
You know, you don't ask someone to do something you wouldn't be willing to do yourself.
Exactly.
So
it reminds me real fast of a great story that recently, I don't know if you're Junior Bridgman. Are you familiar with Junior Bridgman?
No, tell me more.
He's a former Milwaukee Bucks player. He played for the Bucks in the 70s and the 80s when I was growing up, and I was a big Bucks fan. And, you know, he had a good career, you know, but back then they didn't make the same kind of money. And he got done with his career, and he wanted to get in business. And he started to work at a Wendy's, doing an 18-hour shift, doing the scrubbing of the toilets, and learning the entire business from the bottom up.
Yes.
And ultimately, he started to buy businesses, and ultimately he became a billionaire. And ultimately, just last year, he bought 10% of the Bucks, came back, and as former player, became a part owner. And unfortunately, he passed away just like a month or two ago.
Oh,
and they were talking about all these stories about how he, again, may have been a billionaire, but he had the time for everybody. If somebody sent him an email, they got it right back. If somebody called, he'd pick it up.
And again,
it showed, again, as somebody who rose to the CEO position of many businesses, mm-hmm. he was still one that was going to be knowing everything that needed to be done in every one of his businesses.
I love that so much.
I know.
Yeah, because if you don't understand what other people are doing, then you don't put value in their work.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So.
And what else is on your
list? Sure. So we have another one. We offer opportunities that assist in deepening one's relationship with God, others, and or self. So we make it broad
mm-hmm.
Because we know we have different people from all walks of life. And our hope is that there will be strengthening of relationship with their maker, another person, or just an increase of awareness of self.
That's interesting as well, because then it's so often we have this, well, I'm right in my belief. I am right. And this, to have it be broad that, hey, I respect your beliefs. Mm-hmm. I understand your beliefs, and we can still work together to do really wonderful things.
Yeah, right. We can still work together and help people in our community, because that's what we're all trying to do here, right? So this gives us a framework to do it well and to do it together, even if we think differently.
Exactly.
So we find joy working together and cultivating long-lasting relationships. We laugh a lot in our office. I mean, sometimes my office is right around the corner from the reception area, and I can hear most every conversation. And sometimes I just burst out laughing. They're just so, they're funny. They feel comfortable sharing humor.
Those moments of joy.
Yeah, you need those. You need those.
I mean, when you were able to work and smile at the same time, that's a pretty darn good situation.
For
isn't
sure.
It?
Yes.
Anything else on that list?
Yes, we commit to being good stewards of our environment. Mm. So that's important to us. And we do that well through our two local programs. The e-cycling, we're being mm-hmm. good stewards by, you know, recapturing valuable resources. And for our health equipment lending program, we are reusing so much durable medical equipment, mm. safety checking it, making sure that it's, you know, it's useful for another round or two or three for people.
And again, I mean, the importance of having, and frankly, Civic Media, and our owner has a similar, has values. He has it.
Excellent.
A list of values that he wants his organization to live by each and every day. Is this something that has been either recent, or has it been around a long time, or have you seen anything that maybe before you had your listing that you were missing? Has this added something to the organization?
It has definitely added something to the organization. I would say our board of directors went through the process of establishing values that we could post probably about 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm.
But as organizations talk more about, you know, how do you retain? How do you retain staff? How do you retain volunteers? What are the things that are most important to do those things? We've really used these values as that framework for retention as well. And it's working. So, I mean, I would just say, you know, put them in front of people every single day in one way or another, whether it's on your wall and they see those words, joy, worth, dignity. And, you know, you're constantly reminded that, hey, I buy into this. I want to be a part of this.
And frankly, and going to my sports background, when you have a good game plan, it makes it a lot easier to win.
Yes. Oh, that's so good.
You have that game plan. If you execute it, then you should win.
Yeah.
Or basketball. You have a play that, you know, you have the design, and ultimately it's designed to go in the hole.
It's about your strategic plan, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got about 90 seconds to go. Is there anything else you want to hit on or make
I have
sure?
One more okay. value. We can do it quick.
Absolutely.
We respond and adapt to meet the needs of those we serve.
Responding and adapting. Boy, so many of us, and I'll put myself out there, it can be hard sometimes to adapt.
Yes.
And if you have that as a focus goal, I think that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And we have a couple employees that it takes just a little bit longer for them to buy into an idea or something.
Sometimes that's the way it is.
And that's okay.
Yes.
It actually helps us put guardrails on ideas. You know, like, well, but did you think about this? Did you think about this? It's like, oh, cut it out. Let me do it. No, but it's good. That's part of a really good team to have those guardrails. So.
For people that want to find out more again about the recycling and everything else going on at Good News Project, where do they go?
Good News Project, www.goodnewswi.com. Or give us a call, 715-843-5985.
And visit, because I know you love giving tours.
I'll give you a tour.
Christine?
You can see our value wall.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
We'll
catch you again next month.
Okay, sounds good.
It's 9:49. We're going to come back, have the daily history lesson, and wrap things up. Chad Holmschul, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmschul, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. It is April the 2nd of 2025, so April the 1st, of course, is April Fool's Day. April the 2nd, I don't think is anything.
Well, nope,
maybe.
I don't think it
hey,
is.
Actually, we're going to find out what it is in a couple of moments with the listing of special events being acknowledged today. But it is day number 92, so a week from tomorrow will be 100 days into the year. Day number 92, 273 days remaining in the year 2025. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Yeah, on this date, in 1902, Electric Theater, the first full-time movie theater in the United States, opened in Los Angeles. On this date, in 1932, aviator Charles Lindbergh, through an intermediary, paid $50,000 ransom in a New York cemetery to a man who promised to return his kidnapped son. The child was found dead the following month. The ransom money was eventually traced to Bruno Hauptmann, who was executed for the crime. On this date in 1974, Robert Opel streaked naked across the stage at the Academy Awards. Actor David Niven, who was on stage, ad-libbed. He said, "Just think, the only laugh that man will probably ever get is for stripping and showing his shortcomings." People laughed. On this date in 1975, CN Tower was completed in Toronto, Ontario, reaching 1,750 feet in height and becoming, at the time, the world's tallest freestanding structure. On this date in 1978, Dallas debuted on CBS. It would be on the air for well over a decade and being one of the top shows on television for the 1980s. On this date in 1992, in New York, mafia boss John Gotti was convicted of murder and racketeering and was later sentenced to life in prison. And on this date in 2022, Estelle Harris, who hollered her way into TV history as George Costanza's short-fused mother on Seinfeld and also voiced Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise, passed away at the age of 93.
She was a legend.
Yes, she was. Some famous folks celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Linda Hunt is 80 years old today. Actor Pamela Reed is 76. Actor Christopher Maloney from the Law & Order franchise is 56. Rosalind Sanchez from Without a Trace is 52. Adam Rodriguez of Criminal Minds, CSI Miami, and the Magic Mike films is 50. Michael Fassbender, actor who is in Steve Jobs, Inglourious Basterds, and Prometheus is 48. And Jesse Plemons of The Power of the Dog, TV's Fargo, and Breaking Bad is 37. If you out there celebrating your birthday on April the 2nd, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is Geologist Day. It is Children's Book Day. It is Education and Sharing Day. It is Fact Checking Day. It is Ferret Day. It is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It sounds very good.
Yep. Reconciliation Day. It is Sexual Awareness Day of Action. Sexual Assault Awareness Day of Action. World Autism Awareness Day as well. All right. It is time now for our Number for the Day quiz. Every day we wrap things up by giving Ian a Number for the Day challenge. We give him three choices, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, which is 33%. Everything above 33% for a week is a passing grade. Everything below 33% is a failing grade. Ian's best week has been 4 out of 5. A winning week is more right than wrong. What we're going to say, though, for this week, since it's only 4 opportunities, if you get to 50% for the week, that's a winning week. 50% or better is a winning week.
That's right.
All right. So our number for the day. Remember the topic?
It was the movies, specifically in 2025.
That is right. So our number for the day today, nationwide theatrical movie releases currently scheduled for 2025. That is theatrical releases, not for streaming or for TV or anything like that. Nationwide theatrical movie releases currently scheduled for the year 2025.
The entire year?
For the entire year.
Okay, what are my choices?
All right, your choices are 60, 110, 160.
60, 110, or 160. I don't have a lot of time here, so I just got to go with my instincts on this one. I'm going to say...
Your instincts are usually pretty good.
I'm going to say 110. I'm going to go with a B. I know that's a lot, but I'm going with my gut on this one. B is my final answer, 110.
All right. The number of nationwide theatrical movie releases currently scheduled for 2025 is 110.
Oh.
So you got it. You're back to 500. One out of two.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're one out of one today. But 50%. Yes. So that means you get one more right, you get a passing grade and a winning week. So, yeah, a chance here both Thursday and Friday.
Stay focused the next couple days.
There you go. Hey, very good. Mm-hmm. Have yourself a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Tomorrow, we're scheduled to be joined by Pat Kreitlow, by Nancy Stencil, and by Jim Boucher, Wausau School Board President. So a big day on tap tomorrow. We'll see you then here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.